Welcome back to Eco Talk. Another song my 11-year-old loves. She might start listening to my show if you keep up this groovy music. We ended the last segment talking about what college campuses are doing with organic cotton t-shirts, Chico State being the example I was talking about. Now we're going to switch gears slightly and talk about what college campuses are doing to be more green when it comes to their paper use. And you can imagine how much paper does get used at college campuses across America. Happy to say that we have Darby Hoover with the NRDC College Campaign with us to talk about some proactive action that the NRDC is taking, heading up a campaign to help campuses green their paper use. And that's not just office paper or paper that they write reports on, but everything from Kleenex to toilet paper to paper towels. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And just how many trees are our students consuming these days just on college campuses?
Well, first we've got to look at not just students, but administration. So if you're looking at university offices, those are going to be typical of offices in any business sector. So even in the age of computers, every educational institution is using paper to exchange and store information. And the amount of paper at college campuses is staggering. So each of the 3 million faculty and staff at U.S. universities discards an estimated 10,000 sheets, which is about 100 pounds of paper per year. And that totals 150,000 tons, which is representing about more than 25 million trees. And if you add to that the 17 million U.S. college students, and if you add to that all the other paper products that are consumed at universities, such as boxes and tissue, then you can see that this is really a tremendous issue.
And how much of that is recycled? I know that tissue and Kleenex isn't, but the office paper. How are they doing in terms of recycling on campus?
Universities are doing pretty well. They're recycling about as well as the U.S. national rate. So we're typically recovering almost half of waste paper nationally.
And how are you carrying out your education campaign on these campuses where they're educating students about all kinds of other important things, but this is pretty basic?
Yeah, well, one thing that we're doing is trying to go to campuses and just let them know what's going on with the pulp and paper industry in general. So we go and we present to them information about the pulp and paper industry based on virgin timber and how that is maybe contributing to more global and local environmental problems than any other industry in the world. So maybe no other industry has forced more species into extinction, destroyed more habitat, polluted as many streams, rivers, and lakes, and caused as much taxpayer money to be spent on ecologically dangerous landfills and incinerators. So our goal is to educate students and universities about this problem and to get written policies in place to minimize the waste and threats to the environment. So we're looking for change in three main categories, and we're talking with students and administration about these issues. Paper procurement. We're asking universities to buy paper with high post-consumer recycled content, to look for paper that's processed chlorine-free, and avoid paper made from 100% virgin pulp. We're asking them to implement paper reduction strategies, to do things like install double-sided copiers, offer electronic course registration, and the opportunity to submit coursework electronically. And third, recycling, because if we want recycled paper to be available for people to buy, then we have to make sure that used paper gets recycled.
I understand the overall reaction has been pretty positive, with one exception, and that's toilet paper. What's at the bottom of this resistance?
Well, you know, what we've found out is that when we're talking with folks about where toilet paper comes from, when we let them know that that ancient forests in Canada and in other areas are being destroyed to make disposable products like toilet paper, then we find out that people really are appalled to hear about that. Few people really realize the extent to which we're flushing away these valuable forests, and they're really shocked when they learn about this. They just haven't thought about where their toilet paper comes from.
And that's the only time I have time to think is in the bathroom. Maybe we can retrain Americans to at least give that 1 minute of thought to where the toilet paper came from.
And the good news is when we do start talking about it, people realize this is terribly wasteful. And in fact, a recent survey found out that 81% of Canadian consumers and 73% of Americans are opposed to cutting down ancient forests to manufacture tissue products.
I would think. I would hope. I understand there's some evildoers out there, or at least companies that are not doing enough to really reverse this problem.
Well, we do have a campaign right now in conjunction with Greenpeace that focuses on Kimberly-Clark, which is the world's largest tissue manufacturer. And we would like them to introduce more post-consumer recycled fiber into their tissue fiber mix.
Is that just because they're the largest, or are they worse than any other?
They're the largest, and also their usage of recycled fiber is lower than the industry average. So we think that they could really perform better and that they're in a position to really demonstrate what could be done in the university, in the industry as a whole.
And I understand they use no recycled content at all in the grocery manufacturing products like Kleenex and Scott. They do somewhat, about 20% with their industrial products. Is that the distinction?
Yeah, that's correct. And on the products that you buy in grocery stores and drug stores and so forth, almost none of those products that are made by the major manufacturers like Kimberly-Clark have any recycled content. You've really got to look at the label to see if there's any recycled content listed at all. And with those big products that are Kleenex and Scott and so forth, very few of those products have any kind of recycled content at all. So we'd really like to see that change.
Of course, there are products, you know, Green Forest, I think, and Seventh Generation, I believe, has a paper that is made from recycled content. Isn't that one thing we can do is support those companies?
Absolutely. And one thing that we've done recently is create a shopper's guide to home tissue products that's available on our website at nrdc.org/paper. And you can download that guide and figure out which of these products that you can buy in grocery stores and other retail outlets do have recycled content and other environmental attributes that we think are positive.
And I understand it's not just the clear cutting of forests in our country. A lot of this is taking place in Canada as well.
That's correct. The ancient boreal forest of Canada is really subject to a lot of pressures from the paper industry in general and specifically from tissue products industry as well.
So overall, people should raise their awareness about all those products, paper towels, toilet paper, Kleenex, office paper, and really patronize the good green companies. And if nothing else, that should begin to put some pressure on the big ones, I would hope.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we'd really like to see is that, especially with these high-value trees, we don't want to see them going into products that are used for a few seconds and then thrown away and not recycled. And, you know, we're not asking for them to be recycled, don't get me wrong. But we are saying that with something that's high value like that, we really don't want to see that just thrown away.
And in our last minute, maybe you can clarify that. Some people have said, well, I'm not going to buy recycled toilet paper. Was that, you know, used as toilet paper before and someone recycled it? No. Why don't you just briefly describe the downcycling process?
When toilet paper is made from recycled fiber, that's the same kind of recycled fiber that goes into recycled copier paper or other kinds of office paper. It's very high-grade paper. It's typically paper that has come out of offices. It's copier paper. It's not even usually newspaper or other kinds of paper, although sometimes. But it's going to be something that's very clean. It's gone through a very arduous cleansing process where it's de-inked and pulped and so forth. So it doesn't bear any resemblance to and doesn't come from used tissue paper.
Thank you so much for clarifying that. We've been speaking with Darby Hoover, NRDC's College Campus Outreach Director, and a very worthwhile initiative there. That's it for this edition of EcoTalk. We hope you've been informed and inspired. And if you have, please support our current sponsors and tell everyone you know to listen to EcoTalk, greening the red and blue states one show at a time. See you next time.